we hired Randy Faust.
Okay.
And that's a true story. And Randy just, I don't know, he was with us a number of years, really built the program back up. And then Coach Sandifer took over when he stopped coaching softball. And throughout the years, you know, you've watched us try to build a good golf program. We have great facilities in the area, but the weather is quite a interesting.
Can be a challenge.
And if you notice, they played an invitational, both the men and women, that was down in Kentucky with a lot of was hosted by a Michigan school down in Kentucky.
Yes, yeah,
which is very creative.
Yeah, well, and I think you know, we both know from sitting in that athletic director's chair with spring sports in Michigan, you have to get creative.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You do, because sometimes, you know, like we always see that February is better in March or March is better in April, and then we have all these temperature guidelines, and you feel for the kids a lot, but. Being golfers like you and I guess a loosely say
yeah loosely
golfers that we love golf. I don't say we're golfers, but guys like Bob Lawrence and some of the guys you hang around are real true golfers, assistant coach. But these guys are immense, and ladies are immensely talented. I cannot tell you.
They are. And, well, without further ado, let's bring in Coach Iannou. Coach, welcome to Saints Sports Weekly this evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I know you guys are coming in here fairly soon, just finishing up with another practice out there.
Yep. It was. It's another brisk one out there today, so... Yeah, we were just I had the women on the range today, and Coach Duffy and Lawrence had the men at Runaway today playing. So, yeah, we were just out there braving the elements a little bit.
You know, Coach, this is Coach Smith, and I haven't seen you in a while. I've been a little under the weather, and I wanted to further state how you've been in the saddle a couple of years, and you've done a great job with this program. I mean, last year we had, you know, some good teams, and I'm going to bore everybody with a little story here. I guess that's my license here to do stuff like this. But a year ago, it actually was last fall, you know, we have a group that plays golf, a group of us who call it the PGA, the Patterson Golf Association, group of guys. And we were teeing off at Runaway that day, nine holes. And Bob wanted to get our women, the women in front of us, right? And we kind of grumbled, said, sure. And then we watched them hit the ball. And they hit the ball 10 times farther than we did. We knew they just crunched it, man. And all our guys were looking at each other, wow, these guys are good, you know. I had to tell story.
We're very lucky. A lot of our women, they work extremely hard. They're talented. I can't say enough good things about them. And as people, too, they're great people. So, you know, we're extremely lucky and to have gotten the women that we've gotten on our team. And you know, they're all super coachable, and they all want to learn and get better. I was actually just at practice, and they were holding me back a little bit. They had one or two more questions. So lucky we were able to make sure that we got off the range in time to make it here with you guys. So, but, yeah, we're extremely lucky, and obviously it, as a coach, it makes you proud to watch how much they've grown and gotten better over the last couple of years. So we're just still trying to build on it, still trying to get better and work towards our goals.
Coach, obviously another reason that, you know, Siena Heights Golf is so important to you is you are an alumnus of the program, playing for the Saints back in the mid-teens, 20-teens. You know, and you were part of a WAC championship team.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so,
that was,
go ahead. Sorry.
Those were obviously some of the more fond memories of college golf and of Siena. You know, obviously, like you guys were talking about earlier, it's tough conditions. So, you know, winning makes it feel a little better to have braved those conditions. You know what I mean?
Well, Coach, one of the things, you know, Coach Sandifer, he's an old dog like me and John here are, but and I know you have spoke so highly of him, him preparing you for this position, right? And
yeah, of course.
One of the things that you've done is, you know, being younger, you've kind of even expanded some of the scheduling opportunities. I was just mentioning how both teams were in Kentucky doing an invitational that I think it was sponsored by a Michigan school in late March. Is that right? And didn't you open the season?
I mean, yes, that is right.
Tremendously creative thing. I mean, tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah. Every year, Lawrence Tech hosts a tournament down at Heritage Hill in Kentucky. It's a great course. And, you know, unfortunately, most of the time, it's not the best weather. But, you know, at the time that we're down there, usually there's snow on the ground up here. So, you know, just getting down there to get a little bit more swings, get ready for the season, start shaking the rust off earlier. Obviously, doing that is better than waiting until the last minute. But, you know, it's definitely a good way to prepare and help us get ready for our spring season. So yeah, we were down there and we had some great scores, and especially for, you know, not swinging on grass much over the last few months. We did go to Tennessee for spring break just as a team to play, played some great courses down there. Some that were almost like carved into the side of a mountain. So it was pretty cool. And so, yeah, we're just trying to, you know, make sure we shake the rust off a little bit before we get into our main chunk of the season here.
Where'd you go down in Tennessee, Coach?
It's an old town called Fairfield Glade.
Yeah, I remember.
Just east of Knoxville over there. And it was great. It was really, really cool. There were some really, really fun courses that we got to play, and you know, we were doing qualifiers down there, so it was very competitive. It was definitely a fun time.
Well, and the great thing about something like that is you can get away from campus for a few days, and you know as a former collegiate player, just the bonding and the team building that can go on in addition to, you know, playing some serious golf, that those things can be invaluable for a team during the season.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, team chemistry is one of the more important things, I would say, even on a golf team where there's no real, traditional teamwork.
Right.
There isn't like basketball or football, right? But you know, they spend a lot of time together. So definitely the more that they like each other, the better that is. So definitely things like, you know, a lot of our team was going to the pool every night, and we did a lot of cooking ourselves down there. So, you know, we had team dinners and stuff like that. So it was very cool. It was very cool and definitely very valuable from the team camaraderie aspect of it.
Coach, you've been the head coach, 2 years now, or has it been a little longer now?
2 years, yeah.
2 years. What's been, Ian, looking back those 2 years, which you've done a good job, what's been the biggest challenge, and what do you spend more time on that surprised you in your position?
I think the biggest challenge for us is just making sure that we're prepared to play our spring season. You know, making sure that we do a lot of one-on-one lessons throughout the winter. You know, just making sure that we're ready to play. You know, I think that's something that's been pretty difficult for us, is making sure when we come out of the winter that we're ready to go. But I think something that's definitely surprised me is how hard the team works, both teams work at in the gym. You know, you don't think of golf traditionally as like a sport where lifting is important or yoga is important, but you know, we do lifting Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we do yoga Tuesday and Thursday, and you know, the kids really love it and they've done a really good job with it. So you'd be surprised, some of my team is putting up some serious weight in there. So yeah, I'm sure if you guys ever stop by the Siena Heights weight room, you'll see some surprising lifts in there.
Well, and that's such a new thing, really, in the game of golf. I would say probably in the last maybe 15 to 20 years, that the importance of strength training and flexibility. I mean, obviously, it's not something you saw back in the days of, say, a Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. More so with maybe a guy like Tiger Woods and his generation, and the guys who have continued to play now, and women.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, golf's weirdly hard on your body. So it's definitely one of those things where, you know, you're doing some uncomfortable movements out there. So it definitely helps just having the more flexibility and the strength. You know, I think you're right. Like there were some guys back in the days of Jack Nicklaus that would do it. Gary Player kind of comes to mind.
Right.
And you look at like what great shape he's in now. He still swings the golf club really well, and he's out there hopping around and just being his normal self. So, you know, I think for longevity, it's definitely one of the important things. And you know, you don't want any of the kids, obviously, to get hurt. You know, that's obviously not a fun experience for them. And at the end of the day, that's one of the more important things that we focus on as a program, is just making sure that the kids have a great experience. And And yeah, so the lifting and the yoga part, they've really excelled in that, and I'm always impressed when I watch it, and I'm happy to see that they like it so much.
Well, one of the things, Coach, that everybody's talking about now is swing speed, you see. And I don't know if you've gotten into all that, but you hear it every broadcast, you know, how people are trying to increase their swing speeds, and we're just trying to swing. Probably when I was a certain age, didn't want to swing that hard. But now it's kind of the opposite, and it's really interesting, the technological changes that have happened, and the whole idea of the importance of the fitness trailers for the PGA Tour and blah, blah, blah. You know, it has changed so much. Now, with your guys, I want to kind of switch the talk a little bit, not only about your team, but you know, about the challenge that you face in running a two-semester program. In other words, you're running September, October, you know, mid-October, and then obviously with the qualification for the national tournament being in late April, right? And
right.
I just clarify, when is the league championship also done in late April too, Coach?
Correct. It was a little different when I played. We used to do,
right.
We used to call them jamborees, right? So we, in the fall, we would have a regular season champion, and then that team would get to host the tournament
champion.
Qualify for nationals. Yep, exactly. So now now it's changed a little bit. So we do a fall season. In the fall season, it's really just more to kind of see how you stack up with the other teams. You know, there's a match play portion involved now at the end of the year in the fall. And so now it's changed a little bit, and now it's all on the line at the last tournament of the year for us, which is for the men, it's at Stoughton Bray, and for the women, it's at Stonehenge. So, it's changed a little bit for sure, and it is a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, we're always trying to find new creative ways to get better and to make sure that we are prepared to play those tournaments.
Well, it's kind of following the way of Division I college golf, and us Golf Channel guys, you know, I watch a lot of those. They actually televise a number of college tournaments in the fall and in the spring, right? And mm-hmm. What has happened, as you know, Coach, is, and this has kind of come down at least to NAIA, instead of just doing, we used to really pride ourselves on doing how many 5, 6, 7 jamborees, couple invitationals. The programs want to experience golf throughout the country. You know, invitations everywhere, right? And mm-hmm. You can see that if you go on the website and look at University of Michigan's schedule or Michigan State's schedule, and it's really kind of tournament golf sprinkled in with some match play, and you have to kind of build your program to be able to be successful in that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a challenge for sure. But, you know, we practice and we prepare for it. So we've definitely done a lot of match play stuff in practice, and everyone's well-versed on why it's different and how it's different. So, it's good. It's definitely a fun way to spice it up a little bit, you know, to make it a little different than it's been in the past.
Hey, Coach, give us a quick review of how you ended the 22-23 season with your teams and how you did in the fall. And talk about, it's going to be a long answer for you, and we'll help you with some questions with each program and how they did in the fall of 23 and some of the goals you have for this spring.
Sure. You know, the women's team really excelled. You know, I think we won 4 times in the fall out of our 6 tournaments. We finished 3rd at the conference tournament, which it's only 1 round, so,
right.
You know, hopefully we'll have a little better shot here in the spring when we're trying to win something to go to nationals. But the women's team's really excelled. We've had some good young players. Leah LaFleur's really kind of blossoming into a better player now, and you know, she's had some really good opportunities to shoot career bests in tournaments and stuff like that, so it's been great to see that. And then on the men's side, you know, we had some pretty good success. We were close a lot of times. We only won 1 tournament in the fall with the men, but it was nice because it was the last tournament we played in the fall, so it's always nice to finish the season on a win. But yeah, both teams are really just working towards the goals and trying to get better and, you know, kind of practicing what the coaching staff preaches. So it's been great. You know, I'm really impressed with how they've responded and how they've done. And, you know, it was a great fall, and so we're just trying to build on that for the spring.
You came off a good spring a year ago, though, Coach, didn't you? Your teams finished pretty well, I thought, both of them.
Yeah, we finished third and fourth, I believe.
I really think the momentum is there. And how did your teams fare down? I don't know if you talked about it. How many teams were down in Kentucky? How did they fare down there?
There were like 10 or so men's teams, maybe 11 or 12. And then there were, I want to say, 7 or 8 women's teams. We finished a little bit like more in the middle of the pack for on both sides. You know, there were some really good teams down there too. You know, Lawrence Tech, who's been to nationals a few times on the men's side out of the WAC, and you know, Campbellsville, and some schools from down there. So that are, you know, pretty much mainstays in the national scene at this point. So I actually think Campbellsville's ranked in the top 10 now. So so you know, we're playing with the better teams to try to get ourselves to that point.
Right.
So, so it was good. You know, I think, you know, there was some rust on the game a little bit down there. It was definitely a shaking off the rust kind of experience, but definitely see some really positive things that we're trying to make sure that we capitalize on here in the spring.
I saw that your women also played at Tri-State, and they finished, what, third or fourth or something like that a week ago or so?
Yep, fourth. Yeah, we had some tough golf down there and in the stretch of things. So we had a couple of players not finish out too well, but you know, that you kind of expect that, and that's kind of the whole part of shaking off the rust. It's tough to finish an 18 hole round when you're not used to doing it again. So you know, we're kind of just making sure we get back into it and keep playing and just keep trying to get better. And yeah, you know, there were some really positive things there as well.
Talk about what's going to happen. I see where your men are going to Stoughton Bray, where in the next few days for a invite where you'll be hosting the league tournament, and I think your women might be doing the same thing at Stoneheads. Talk about that, what those tournaments are like.
Yeah, so you know, it's kind of just almost a warm-up for the league championship, and we're excited about it. You know, we play in it every year, so we'll travel up there and we'll just try to get used to the golf course, get used to the conditions. And, you know, it's a big part of it is learning the golf course a little better. You know, where do you want to miss it? Where do you want to stay away from? Where do you want to make sure if you miss it that the ball ends up, especially around the greens, you know, where do you want to putt from, that sort of stuff. So it's definitely a good experience for them to get warmed up for the WAC championship. We're heading out there at the end of the week, and the tournament's Friday and Saturday, just 18 holes. The league championship is 36 the first day, so it'll be a little different, but it's definitely a good thing for us to see the course a little bit a couple weeks before we play the WAC championship.
All right, Coach. Hey, we got to take a quick timeout, and we'll come back and talk more Saints golf with you just here in a few seconds, all right?
All right, perfect.
All right. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly, live here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. I'm John Roberts, joined in studio by Coach Fred Smith. We'll be right back after this.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators.
Yeah,
business
I noticed he's got some
as well
local
as students
kids
from many other majors,
roster,
including
so
nursing
Coach,
and
we'll
engineering.
Are talk about some of the key Siena players and maybe a couple of the kids who are from here locally that are on the both rosters.
Now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines. Review and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Attention all students, parents, and educators. It's that time of year again. Back to school season. Are you ready to start the new academic year with blazing fast internet? Look no further than D&P Communications, your local internet service provider.
Well, whether you're attending school on campus or from the comfort of your home, with D&P you get up to gig speeds from a company you can trust. Switch to D&P Communications by visiting our website or calling 800-311-7340.
All right, we're coming back, Coach, here. And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly, our Monday feature featuring various Siena Heights Saints athletic teams. Tonight we are focusing on the men's and women's golf programs at Siena Heights with Coach Andy Iannou and Coach Fred Smith, and I'm John Roberts, and want to continue on looking at the golf season. Of course, a split season kind of in college now, with about half the season happening in the fall and then half the season happening in the spring. And Coach, maybe if you could just kind of go over some of the key players, key athletes on both the men's and women's team that had good falls and you're hoping will continue strong play coming into the spring part of your schedule.
Sure. You know, on the women's side, we've had Bethany Nowak, Megan Paxis, Skylar Whitman, Leah LaFleur, and who have all really, really contributed, had great falls, you know, all super talented and able to balance pretty hectic lives. Megan and Bethany are starting their full-time jobs already before they're graduated. Beth is working downtown for the Illish Charities.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's got a pretty important role down there, and she's doing a great job balancing it all. You know, Megan Paxis, she's working at Tecumseh School. She's going to be a kindergarten teacher, or a preschool teacher, rather.
Oh, how great.
Yeah, so she's starting her full-time job there. Both of them starting their full-time jobs and balancing, you know, work, life, and school, and golf, all of those things. So they're doing a great job. You know, obviously, you know, as we know as adults, it's really one of the tougher things to do is to make sure you still get out and do the things you like doing. So they've done a great job from that aspect and making sure that they stay sharp in their games you know, get ready for the season here. And, you know, on the men's side,
hey, Coach, I don't mean to interrupt you, but so it sounds like your women's team is really experienced then, you know, a lot of upperclassmen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Megan is a senior. Beth is a fifth-year senior who took her COVID year. We've definitely got a lot of experience. And then Skylar, who's a junior, you know, she's one of the better players in the league. So So we definitely got a lot of experience, and you know, we're lucky to have them for sure, and kind of set a really good example for the younger kids on the team.
Yeah, and it really says a lot about you that these kids have stayed the course, and you can build that culture, but it also puts pressure on you now to replace these people, right?
Sure, of course, yeah. You know, and we've done a pretty good job recruiting, and you know, we're lucky because we've definitely had an uptick in interest over the last few years for the golf.
Awesome.
You know, I think COVID actually did a lot for golf. You
it
know,
sure
a lot of
did.
Golfers to the game. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we're super lucky, and you know, like I said, I wouldn't trade those kids for anything as far as, you know, setting a good example for the rest of the team and for the younger kids on the team.
And coach, you know, looking at your women's roster, and if we can kind of stay there for a second, of course, you mentioned Bethany Nowak, who's out of Tecumseh High School. And then you have a couple young ladies also from the county, Jocelyn Chance of Clinton High School and Lainey Betts out of Adrian High School.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking at your roster, you know, and as Coach Smith alluded to, you do have some veteran players. And with numbers, does it become kind of a varsity JV situation almost?
Yeah, definitely. We call it A team and B team.
Gotcha.
You know, and we do qualifiers throughout the year. We do them pretty much every week just to make sure everyone's kind of staying sharp and
sure.
Make sure everyone's competing every day. You know, so we definitely have, you know, only five players get to play on the varsity team in any given match. So we you know, we definitely have done a good job making sure that we get our B team players some reps and make sure that they're still building to try to make it to the A team either the following year or, you know, at any time, you know, there could be an injury or a sickness or anything. So you've got to always kind of stay ready as well.
You know, that's one of the things you talked about in an earlier show that you learned a lot from Coach Sandifer is the development of this, you know, other people call it reserve, JV or B team, that these kids get reps too. So they're, you know what I mean? And I take my hat off to you guys for, because that means you guys are gone a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We play a lot of tournaments, and we try to get those players some reps as well. So it takes a little more effort on the coaching staff then. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going out to coach a golf tournament. So that's what we want to be doing either way. So we're definitely lucky to be able to go do that and to participate in that and to, you know, help develop these young players. There's nothing more rewarding than you know, helping them succeed and kind of helping them to realize how good they can be rather than, you know, where they thought their limitations were, kind of help them break through that ceiling. So we're definitely lucky from that aspect. And it's fun too. You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't feel so much like work. It just feels like something we're doing. And it's a cool experience on our end as well, for sure.
Well, and one of the things that Coach Smith and I were talking about during the break, and I don't know if you could hear us over the phone, you know, the transfer portal is part of college athletics now, and I think, you know, those kids need to feel that they're a valuable part of the program, whether it's this year or in the future, and that's how you keep, you know, not turning that roster over every year, and you know, you have a veteran team, and, you know, those veterans are going to graduate, and that's what we want them to do is go on and be productive people out in the world. So that's where the younger kids, you know, that when their turn comes, that's where that preparation has them ready to continue the success of the program.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like I said earlier with our seniors and our fifth-year seniors, like, we're just lucky that they've been so proactive and finding places in the real world and making sure that they can, you know, stay on their game as well, kind of give the younger kids like a blueprint for how to do it. So, you know, and it's kind of rare in college athletics to come in and start immediately as a freshman. So, you know, it can be tough for sure, but I think, you know, it's a pretty normal experience, I think, at the end of the day. And you have those kids that are, you know, sophomores and juniors that end up breaking into the lineup that can kind of preach what their experience was to the younger kids, so to the incoming first year. So, we've done a really good job, I think, of making sure we develop those players and make sure we keep them interested and keep them playing those competitive rounds, even if it's not necessarily in a tournament, just to stay ready.
You know, the COVID year has, which I think is going to end this next year, has also, you know, granted a lot of people 5-year careers. In my day, when I was coaching, you had 4 years to play five years to play four. Excuse me. And if a young man that I would coach, many of them sometimes played a fifth year if they'd redshirt, and many of them were student teachers, right? And but that was always a very demanding thing for somebody that's student teaching, as John knows, who spent his life in education. Those kids trying to prepare lesson plans and do this and then be part of a team. But I think that also shows what you're talking about. It models that type of behavior to the younger people. They see the guys and gals or women on the team. They see, okay, this is what's going to happen to me, you know. And it's just great to hear about some of the opportunities your kids have had. I always tell, we had one young man, and I won't mention his name, but all he ever wanted to do was become a farmer. So his senior year, he had an internship as a pig farm, and he'd come to practice. And boy, he was all messed up. You know, he had to go in and shower before practice. But the point was, that's what he wanted to do, you know? And, and that's what our job is, like you constantly say. Now as we kind of stalled you a few minutes ago, now you can go ahead and talk about the men's team. Sorry to interrupt you, Coach.
Oh, no, you're fine. And on the men's side, you know, we have guys like Garrett Ramos and Ben Ellis, who had some pretty good falls. Ben had a little bit of a tougher fall. He was actually doing, you know, kind of in the same vein as what we were just talking about. He was doing he did an internship in South Africa, so over the summer.
Wow.
So it was a little tougher for him. He was working with student athletes abroad, and I believe he's actually going back this year, and he's going to Greece, I want to say, this year, instead of South Africa. They really have taken a liking to him, so he's actually doing a fellowship there right now as well as going back in the summer. We've definitely got some talented kids. Jake Gross, who he was one of those guys whose first year he started out on the B team, but, you know, gradually just played his way into the lineup last year, and he's kind of become a mainstay at this point. Drew Grandis would kind of be in the same boat. You know, his first 2 years, he wasn't super frequent in the varsity A team lineup, but he's definitely done a good job to earn a spot there. So, we've gotten lucky. And then Bethany Nowak's brother is one of our freshmen this year. His name's Joe. And Joe has played his way into the lineup as a freshman, so which takes, you know, a lot to just be able to get comfortable right away and make sure you get into the lineup. And he's done a great job. He actually, I believe, him and Garrett tied in Kentucky for our low player. I believe it was like seventh place or something like that. But, you know, he's been playing great and just getting better. I mean, all of the kids, they all work super hard. So on the men's team, it's definitely, there's no challenge as far as challenging them to work harder and to do more. They're always, you know, trying to get after it and trying to get more and trying to get better. So it's definitely kind of makes my job easier at the end of the day when you have kids that have that attitude.
Coach, go ahead.
That's really set forth with our captains, you know, Ben and Garrett. They do a great job of kind of preaching that to the team. And you know, that's something I think we're really proud of as a coaching staff, is we're very much a player-led team. You know, we have our older guys that set a good example for the younger guys and, kind of tell them what they need to do and help them with, you know, whatever they need help with, you know, if it's just adjusting to college or if it's just, getting better on the course. So we've definitely had a lot of success, and a lot of it is definitely attributable to Ben and Garrett and my assistant coach, Colin, who was our captain for 3 years, I want to say. He did a great job, helping them to prepare for the role. He's now our GA, finishing up his degree in clinical mental health. So, I'm extremely fortunate to have the players around me and the staff around me that I've had, like Bob and Colin, who have really, really helped to make the program what it is.
And one of the neat things is you mentioned a couple kids, local kids, in Garrett Ramos and Joe Nowak. So, you know, I think just kind of a difference that I'm noticing, actually a couple of differences between your men's and your women's roster. Your women's roster is a little bit more Michigan-based, where your men's roster is a little bit more, a good mix of kids from Michigan, kids from Ohio, kids from Indiana. But the odd thing, or I don't know if it's odd, but it struck me as odd, you have no seniors on your men's roster this year. A lot of juniors and sophomores and freshmen. So you have that experience, but you don't have, you know, that veteran that's been there for 4 or 5 years. Whereas on the women's team, you have a few more seniors. Is there a different leadership dynamic maybe between the two teams because of the difference in grades, or, you know, I always say grades, class is a better term to use at the college level?
I wouldn't say there's a really different dynamic. I think, you know, I think when we're picking our captains, we do it for a reason. It's not kind of just blind. It's not like just the best players or the captains. And I think each kid kind of brings something different to the table. You know, where Garrett maybe isn't quite as vocal, Ben is vocal, and where Garrett more just leads by example. You know, Ben's a little bit more talkative and will let you know when you're doing something wrong, where Garrett will kind of show you the right way to do it. And then, you know, on the women's side, like, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Skylar's not super vocal, but Megan and Bethany both are very vocal. So I wouldn't say it's a different dynamic. It might be a little different as far as the classes go and the experience that they've had and maybe the result that happens just because they've had different experiences. But at the same time, yeah, I think with us as a coaching staff, we've really done a good job of setting forth kind of the expectation for the captains and what they do and the role they play. So I think it's similar. It's a little different for sure, but it's definitely very similar as well.
Garrett's dad is an old Saint, and I think he is. Doesn't he coach golf?
He's the golf coach at Clinton High School.
Yeah.
And,
And I think he coached a lot of sports over there. So I remember his dad real well, and that's always kind of cool. And I see you have another young man that's from Hebron, Indiana, right down the road from Valpo. That's where my daughter's family lives, so I've been to Hebron,
oh, really?
Believe it or not, so I can't wait to tell them we have a Hebron kid on the golf team, you know?
Yeah. We've done a really good job, I think, of kind of covering the states close to Michigan for sure, and getting those players from Indiana and from Ohio and from Michigan, obviously, and I think, you know, we're in kind of a unique spot being in Adrian, where it's still pretty close to Ohio, you know, so I think, you know, that the kids kind of like the fact that if they need to go home, they can at some point, you know, throughout the week or on the weekend where they're only, you know, maybe an hour or two away. So, we've done a really good job, I think, of recruiting those players as well, for sure.
Who's going to be the most, I don't know if you do a ranking or a preseason rating in golf, but who are the teams that are, you mentioned Lawrence Tech that they're going to have to, the Saints are going to have to contend with.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. This year has been a little different than in years past where, you know, you kind of on the men's side and the women's side, it's different teams. But this year it's really the top three teams have been us, Uno, and Lawrence Tech on both sides. So, you know, and then there's some new teams in there like Rochester, not new teams, but teams that haven't been quite up to the level of the other teams in past years that have kind of shown up. So, you know, the league is getting better, and that's kind of, I think, what every coach wants. You know, we want to play against better competition and better players. So, but yeah, you know, we're definitely looking to catch up to the teams like Uno, who, you know, they're coached by a really, really good coach who's been to nationals a bunch of times, and on the women's side, and then on the men's side, trying to catch up to Lawrence Tech, who, again, you know, they've been to nationals, I believe. I'm also the Raider for our conference and for the national rankings from the WAC, and Lawrence Tech, I believe, is up to 20th now in the country. So, we're, you know, just trying to catch those teams and make sure that we do what we need to do to compete with them for sure.
All right, Coach. Hey, we're going to take another quick timeout, and if you can stay with us, we'll finish up after the break talking about some Siena Heights golf.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, more about the golf programs at Siena Heights University with Coach Andy Inanu right after this.
One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
As being an AD,
You know,
getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with IAT Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Wenawa Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads. Roads under construction or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through. Three locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
God, life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
Diaz Johnson and Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Santa, did you hear that DNP Communications is trying to compete with you?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, in December they're doing a 25-day giveaway. Everything from gadgets to gift cards.
Oh, they're not competing, they're helping. Just like they've helped connect people to what matters most since 1898. Why don't you tell everyone how they can enter?
Go to DPCOMM.com/Christmas to learn more.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
He's done a good job.
And welcome back to 96.5 The Cave, tonight's edition of Saints Sports Weekly. Tonight we are with Coach Andy Iannou, and we're talking about the men's and women's golf programs at Siena Heights, along with Coach Fred Smith. I'm John Roberts. Heading kind of into our last 10 minutes or so of the show, Coach, you've referenced a couple guys that are obviously pretty important to your program's success, and that's your assistant coaches. Maybe tell us a little bit about how they help you on a daily basis. And obviously golf is different. You mentioned today one team's out playing the course while the other team is working on the range. And, you know, how invaluable is it to have guys that you can trust to take the team where you're not?
Oh yeah, it's super important. Colin and Bob, I can't say enough nice things about them. Obviously you guys know Bob Lawrence pretty well.
Yes.
Bob's really he's an interesting guy. He's the nicest guy in the world, but he was a parole officer for so long. He's had such a unique path to where he is now, and he's just a great guy, and you can really depend on him to do all the things you need. And then, you know, Colin's kind of the same thing. You know, Colin's done a lot of stuff for us. He was obviously a great player here. Making sure that he continued to play through his first year of grad school, which is a really tough challenge. But anything I ever need, either of them are willing to help and do for us. So we're definitely lucky to have him. I definitely trust him 100% and trust their judgment, and if they ever need to make a call, they know they have the authority to do that. And, it's just been great having them, for sure. They're both, what I would consider pretty good friends. And, And, you know, like I said, I'm just really lucky to have him.
So Colin played his fifth year doing the grad program, and then and he's doing the counseling program, which is a 3-year program at Siena. So has he been coaching another 2 years with us then?
Unfortunately not. He's actually on the fast track to graduate here.
Oh, boy.
He and his girlfriend are very in love, and he's trying to start his life. So he really got through.
That's a 60-hour program, so I know. Yep. God bless him. But that's hard. When you get a guy like him, boy, you want to keep him as long as you can, but they have to live,
absolutely.
Too.
It'll be sad to see him go, but, you know, I'm happy for him and where he's able to start his life and start doing the things that he wants to do and get into his profession and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, he's on track to graduate here in August, so I got him for a few more months. So, you know, we'll see all the work I got to make him do over the next couple of months here. And you know, he's been great. You know, he's a friend, he's a confidant, he's a great person, and I'm lucky to know him and to have him on my staff for sure.
Well, maybe, you know, some of those veteran players that are going to graduate here soon, you might be able to talk some of them into sticking around and being your assistant coach and do some grad work at Siena Heights.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Coach, tell our audience a little bit about, you know, utilizing Wolf Creek, and I guess it's the Hills of Lenawee.
Yes.
I call it the Country Club. And how you juggle all that.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, but I'm lucky. You know, I was the golf professional over at Hills for a few years, so I've had great relationships with all the people that are
there.
Definitely, and the general manager, and that Stone. She's done a great job. She has almost one of the more impossible jobs. You know, I always say the two bosses I've had in the last couple of years are her and Coach Sue, and those are the two busiest people I've ever met. So, you know, I'm lucky to be able to lean on them and to ask them for stuff. But, and then Wolf Creek's come under new ownership in the last year or two. So, but they've been great. I was actually in a meeting with Chad Rona this morning, who runs Wolf Creek now. And he's done a great job. He's, you know, very fair with us and helpful for when we need to be out there and that sort of stuff. So, you know, I'm really lucky to be able to work with all those people as well. They definitely have made my life significantly easier. Rather than it being a struggle to get course time or range time, you know, we never really have to worry about that. So we're definitely fortunate.
And are you holding any home invitationals this year, or have you?
Not this spring, but in the fall, I believe we're slated, and don't quote me on this, but I believe we're slated at the Hills for September 18th.
Oh, great. That's great. That's great to have the kids play a home match, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm expecting to see you out there, Fred, so I can buy you some wings or some steak.
Oh, yeah. I always love to watch good golfers.
You can bring him out for the ceremonial first tee shot.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. I love that. Maybe I can get you to do the trophy presentation as well.
Oh, I'd love to. You know that.
Coach, one of the things that we've kind of talked about earlier on in the show is how weather, obviously, in Michigan and the Midwest can be a factor. One of the things that's kind of become a new teaching tool is the use of a simulator. And I've had the chance to take part in those a couple times myself. Is that something that you're able to use at some of the local courses, or when the weather's bad, are you able to get into something like that? And what value does that bring to a golfer in your eyes?
We have two of them now.
Okay.
You know, we've gotten them over the last few years. We found some pretty good deals on them. So we've made the purchases, and we have a couple simulators now that we use. And, you know, we've got like the nets and stuff that we get into. So yeah, it's invaluable. You know, golf is a unique sport in the sense that it's pretty much all muscle memory. So making sure that they're not taking, you know, 3 months off during the winter is huge. So we do one-on-one lessons pretty much starting when they come back in January, making sure we stay in those guidelines and those rules where we can work one-on-one with a player rather than as a whole team.
Right.
We're extremely lucky to have the simulators and the setup that we have. So it's definitely important for us, and it's huge for developing the program and making it better in the spring for sure. It's really, really hard to come out in the spring, and you have such a short season. You know, it's only really a month long in the spring. So it's really hard to come out and play well if you're not swinging constantly over the winter. So we're lucky to have what we have, and we're just trying to, you know, trying to get more and trying to be better. And it's definitely an important thing for us.
Coach, as a former player and obviously a successful one, how did you transfer from, you know, being a good player to being somebody that knows enough to help people with their swings, if you understand what I'm saying? I know.
Sure.
What did you do, and how have you kind of crossed that bridge where you can sit down and really, you know, help the guys and the ladies?
Sure. Well, I was really lucky to have a really good teacher as a young man in high school, really, when I started getting serious about golf. I worked at a place called Carl's Golf Land in Plymouth.
Wow.
And one of the managers was an old player from Eastern Kentucky. He played on the mini tours. His name was Tom North. And he taught me so much about golf, you know, and he was always willing to help me. He never charged me a dime for a lesson. So, you know, I was just really lucky to have the people around me that I did to teach me. So, you know, I just kind of transferred that into what I do now to try to help the kids. So, it's funny, like all the things that they used to say, that my old coaches used to say to me, now I say to them. So I've just been extremely fortunate to have good coaches, throughout my life. And I think that that's helped me to become a better coach now.
Do you have, any guys that come in, or ladies that come in that have their, still are working with their old coach, and how do you work with that? Do you understand what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I may see something differently. There's a million ways to do it with golf. You know, there's not one tried and true method. You know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. So, you know, essentially I just try to help them where I can. You know, if they want to work with their own coach, that's not a problem at all. You know, you see that really frequently at the D1 level. You know, you see a lot of players, they come in and they have their own swing coach, and that's not a problem. You know, we just try to work with it the best we can. You know, they may be all set on learning things about their swing from their swing coach, but they might need help with putting or with short game. So we just try to find the spots where they need help and where they need to get better. And, you know, I love it when they have their own coach. It's perfectly fine. It gives them another opinion on how they should do things. So, you know, and the way I like to teach and the way I like to do things might not always be right for each kid. So it's not definitely not a bad thing. It could be a little challenging at times when you feel like they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing as far as their swing goes. But, you know, most of the time it's not really a problem at all.
And Coach, you know, looking at your schedule, I'm going to go back to that real quick. Can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming tournaments that you have this weekend on both the men's and women's side?
Shootout at Stonehenge for the women. You know, just, like I said, just a warm up kind of for the WAC championship at the same site. You know, just kind of get them used to the course and kind of study the course a little more. You know, the more reps you can have on tournament courses, the better. So we got that for the women, and then for the men, it's the battle at the Bray at Stone Bray. So, you know, kind of the same deal, just a nice little warm up for the WAC championship here in a couple of weeks. And, you know, just get them a few more reps on that course just to feel as comfortable
sure.
as possible. You know where to hit it, know where not to hit it, know where you want to putt from, know where you want to play from going into green. So, yeah, we're excited for it though. It should be a fun trip, and, we're definitely prepping for it and getting ready to go.
And will the opponents be primarily schools from the conference, or will there be some other schools from outside the conference taking part?
It's a little bit of both. There'll definitely be some conference opponents there, and there will definitely be some teams. Like Rio Grande comes to mind. They seem to always show up at this one. So, yeah, you know, it'll be a good mix of both.
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Hold there on. You go. Yep, got you back.
Sorry. Yeah. It'll be a good mix of both. It'll be a good mix of both. Both teams from the conference and teams from out of the conference.
Which is probably one of the great things about playing in these tournaments is you do see some kids. I say kids. They're not kids. They're young men and women. But golfers that you may not see in your conference, but you might see in a more national type tournament or regional or those kinds of things. And, you know, do you often run into kids who play junior golf against one another or high school golf against one another?
Oh yeah. All the time. You know, there's, it seems like every tournament we go to, my players will know this player from this random school or, you know, something along those lines. So, yeah, you see those kids all the time. And I think that's kind of, you know, ubiquitous in golf. Like there's a lot of players that have played together for the last few years coming into college. So now they get to see each other, compete against each other at this level. So it's pretty cool to see.
I noticed, Coach, that the women play over at Adrian College's Invitational at Tecumseh, which is got to be good because, number one, it's not a big travel day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, again, you get to play a good golf course against probably other competitions. So, you know, it's probably like when you put this schedule together every year, it's probably like a giant a puzzle that you have to put together, you know? It looks like you've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, we're definitely lucky. You know, Coach Greenwood over at Adrian and I have become friends over the last few years, and they're always, you know, inviting us to tournaments and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're teaming it up at the Tecumseh in a couple of weeks with the women, and, you know, we're excited for that one, too. You know, a few of my women, well, not a few, but one of my
That's
women,
right.
Stephanie Nowak, they've been members over at Tecumseh for a few years now, so it's kind of a little home course advantage for her. So we're definitely lucky, and it'll be fun.
Well, and I'm sure that was her high school course too, as well, at Tecumseh High. Yeah. So I'm sure she doesn't need a card to know where to hit the ball and where not to hit the ball. Most holes, anyways.
Yeah, she's probably played thousands of rounds out there. So she'll be doing a little bit more of her own management that day, as far as her game goes. So
there we go.
Yeah, it makes it a little easier on us for sure.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, we want to say how much we appreciate you being here with us tonight. And it was great to learn more about the men and women who make up the golf program at Siena Heights University. And certainly best of luck as you head down the stretch of your season.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, Coach Smith, I'm definitely going to hold you to hitting that ceremonial first tee.
I look forward to it, Coach. And we'll keep an eye on how you do this weekend. And it's a little different now because we used to rely on the telegram, but you can't really do that. So you have to get online. Or look at the cave. They really give the local scores so we can see how you've done, to see how you did this weekend. So best of luck, Coach.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm lucky. We planted a former golfer. His name's Michael Ramp in the SID department over there. So he's on top of putting our scores up and writing the scores.
Oh, great.
So definitely keep a lookout for that.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, best of luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us this evening.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. That's Coach Andy Ayanu of Siena Heights University, the men's and women's golf coach. Coach Fred Smith, I'm John Roberts. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week at 6 o'clock for Saints Sports Weekly.